message is on building a solid foundation.
好，我们一起来攻读今天早上的经文。
Let's read our scripture today.
是记载在路加福音八章四到十五节。
It's in the book of Luke. Let's read together.
谈到的时候，我们一起要用任何的语言，我们一起来攻读，预备，请。当世人聚集，又有人从各城里出来见耶稣的时候，耶稣就用比喻说，有一个撒种的出去撒种，撒的时候有落在路旁的，被人践踏，天上的飞鸟来吃尽了，又落在路磐石上的，一出来就枯干了，因为得不着滋润。有落在荆棘里的，荆棘一同生长，把它挤住了；又有落在好土里的，生长起来，结实百倍。耶稣说了这些话，就大声说：“有耳可听的，就应当听。”门徒问耶稣说：“这比喻是什么意思呢？”他说：“神国的奥秘，只叫你们知道；至于别人，就用比喻，叫他们看也看不见，听也听不明白。这比喻乃是这样：种子就是神的道，那些在路旁的，就是人听了道，后来魔鬼来，从他们心里把它夺去，恐怕他们信了得救。那些磐石上的，就是人听了道，欢喜领受，但心中没有根，不过暂时相信，以致遇见试炼。”就后退了。那落在荆棘里的，就是人听了道，走开之后，被今生的思虑、钱财淹了、挤住了，使结不出成熟之力来。啊，落在好土里的，那就是人听了道，持守在诚实善良的心里，并且忍耐着啊结实。好，我们就读到这里。最近下了很多的雨，也刮了一些的风。
So we experience a lot of rain and wind lately.
我每天从家里住的地方到教会的途中，我发现沿途有一些树倒了。
So on my way to church every day, I saw some trees fall down.
我猜这些倒下的树可能是刚被移植过来没多久，然后呢，因为下雨太多，那个地基就松了就倒下去，斜一边就倒下去。
So I guess those trees are might be.Newly planted, since their roots are weak, so when the wind blows and the rain comes down, then they fall.
因此，我认为稳固根基何等的重要。
So that's why I think how important it is to have a firm foundation.
我们也知道，在正常的情况下，一个果树要能够成长，并且结实满满，它最重要的前提就是它的种子要落在。好土里面。
So we know, in order for a fruit tree to grow, the very important thing is it's rooted in good soil.
如果有稳固扎根之后才能够茁壮成长。
So if the root develop and then it can grow.
倘若这个树连根它都长不起来，更别说要开花结果了。
So if the tree has no roots and don't even mention about flowering and fruit.
所以这间接在说明说我们落在好土的根基对我们属灵生命何等的重要。
So that represents how important it is for a good soil, represent our spiritual life.
好，在马可福音四章八节。
So in book of Mark 4:8.
这样记载你们没有办法读了，因为我们的投影片又这个今天早上电脑一直抗议抗议到现在，从又好了。好，我们一起来读马可福音四章八节。好，预备，请。
Still other seeds fell on good soil. It came up, grew and produced a crop, multiplying 30, 60, or even 100.
有一百倍的。好，在属灵意义上，我们可以看见说，别说最少三十倍，我会想说，假设我们有生命有三倍的。祝福这样回报都觉得值得了。
So in our spiritual life, not mentioned 30 times, even 3 times, you will be pretty happy.
更别说最多，它会有一百倍的。
And don't even mention 100 times.
最少都有三十倍了。
And the least amount is 30 times.
所以我们可以看见说，我们每一个人都希望能够有落在好土的根基，才能够成为满满的祝福啊。
So that's why we all see we have to have a good foundation so we can become blessings to others.
不过我们要先认识一件事情。
But we have to know one thing first.
到底什么才是落在好土的根基？
So what does it mean to land on good soil?
当然我们都知道这是一种比喻。
Oh, we all know it's a metaphor.
那我们要认识比喻呢，就要知道如何解释它真正的重点跟含义。
So in order for us to understand the metaphor, we have to know the meaning.
不是按我们的方式去解释，否则就成为灵异解经，产生混淆与制造问题。
So it's not based on our own understanding, otherwise it will be confusions.
幸好耶稣亲自解释了这个比喻的意义。
So fortunately, Jesus explained it for us.
所以我们要从耶稣的解释当中来知道这个含义。
So we can, through Jesus' explanation, to understand the meanings of the parable.
除此之外，我们还要从当中要一起来思考落在好土的根基对我们属灵的意义的重要性。
And also, we can also learn how it is important for us to have a good, soil base.
好，以下有三方面跟大家分享。
There are three areas I want to share.
第一个是落在好土的根基呢，它不是人的优秀。乃是神的恩典。
So the first one is the good foundation. It's not come from man, but from grace of God.
我们一起来读五到八节好不好？
Let's read verse 5 through 8.
预备，请。
After farmer went out to sow his seeds, he was scattering the seeds. Some fell along the path. It was trampled on, and the bird of the air ate it up. Some fell on rock, and when it came up, the plants withered because it had no moisture. Other fell along thorns, which grew up with it and choked the plants. Still other seeds fell on good soil. It came up and yielded a crop 100 times more than it was sown.
好，我发现我们每一个人都不一样。
So I know that everybody have different abilities.
我指的是程度。
So I was saying about the levels.
我记得我从前读书，在初中、高中的时候，有按学习能力分班的制度。
So I remember when I was in high school and middle school, the class was separated based on the students, with their levels.
有些学校呢分两班，一个是升学班，一个是就业班。
So there's some school that have two classes, which is university goal class and job replacement goal class.
有些是分四班。
And there are four classes in some schools.
资优班、普通班、观察班跟放牛班。
And some, they have four classes, which is superior class, regular class, and to be determined class, and then do whatever you want class.
我知道你们都是资优班的，但是你猜我是哪个班？我有那么差吗？观察班，好，到了上大学甚至研究所之后呢，虽然就没有分班了，不过还是有不同种类类型的学生。
So even when I went into university, and however, there's no different classes anymore, but there's still different category among students.
有一位大学教授，他还告诉我说，他所带的博士班学生呢，基本上有四种类型。
So one professor told me, like among his doctor students, there are four categories.
第一种是不用管，因为管了也没用。
So the first one is you don't have to tell them what to do because it won't work.
第二是需要管，但管了也没有用。
And the second kind is you need to tell them what to do, but it still won't work.
第三种呢是需要管，因为管了有用。
And the third kind is you need to tell them what to do because it works.
第四种是不用管。因为它自动会做得很好。
The fourth kind is don't have to tell them to do because he already does it pretty well.
我猜所有的老师都喜欢哪一种？
最后一种。I think all the teachers like the fourth kind.
当过老师的知道哈，都喜欢最后一种哈。那根据以上不同的学生素质分类，我们可能很自然以为，那落在好土里面是不是属于最后那一种？不用人管就很自律啊，属于那种天生比较优秀的呢？
So based on the four categories of students, it makes us think, is the seeds land on a good soil? Is that something like the fourth kind of the students?
其实不是这样子的。
It's not so.
因为那落在好土里的只是这个比喻当中四种不同的结果其中的一种。
But the seeds land on good soil is only one of the four scenarios.
每一种刚开始其实都是一样被撒种。
So every seeds at the beginnings were all the same. They were sown.
只是到了最后才会知道它是属于哪一种类型的。
But only till the end we know what's the difference between them.
换句话说，虽然我们每一个人天赋资质不同，但是在某些方面，神是公平而不偏待人的。
So however we're all different, but God is fair.
他给我们相同的机会被栽种。
So he will give us the same opportunity.
而这些种子被撒了之后，是否能够实际的生长跟成长，不是我们可以去掌握它的命运跟前途的。
But after the seed was sown, if it can become fruitful or not, it's beyond our control.
若不是栽种的人，他细心看顾与保守，我们最后仍旧不能够靠自己去结果子。
So without the sower's protection and care, we cannot bear fruit.
甚至我们说的更具体一点，农夫何时会出去撒种子，或是凭什么只有某些种子可以被存留，这些都不是你我有权可以决定的。
So, in other words, when the farmer goes out, and then why some seeds were scattered and some seeds were saved, it's beyond our control.
而我们其实说穿了都是一样，只不过是一个应该灭亡的罪人。
And you and us, you and me, that were all undeserving people.
我们不配得承受任何的恩典，也没有任何可以夸口的本事或能力。
So we don't deserve anything, and we can't boast anything either.
都不能够决定我们自己要种在这个种子要种在哪里，这就都完全都是上帝的主权。
So we don't know where the seed is going to be scattered, as all God's sovereignty.
既然如此，我们就应该有清楚的认知，原来我们之所以可以被栽种落在好土里，这完全不是自己的功劳，乃是神格外的保守。
So that's why we have to have this in mind. It's not based on our ability, but the grace of God.
以至于我们的心田被撒种之后，没有被鸟吃掉，也没有被困难打倒，更没有被荆棘挤住，最后还能够结出果子。
So when the seeds were sown, it's not snatched by bird, it's not land on rocky place, and it's not choked by thorns and bushes, and actually land on good soil and grow.
若不是神特别恩待，在这个过程当中，随时都有可能阵亡了。
So without God's protection during this whole process, we could perish anytime.
可能因为别人一句话的伤害，或者是遇见一件事的困难，甚至是个人的软弱失败，我们的人生游戏就结束了。
So sometimes it might be because somebody's criticism or some difficulties.And then the whole thing is over.
因此我们不能够骄傲夸口，反而要更多的心存感恩。
So that's why we cannot boast, but with gratitude.
倘若我们看见我们当中有人，或者是教会领袖犯罪跌倒，你不要马上去批评论断，你反而要对他心存怜悯。
But when we see people fall, or even church leaders fall,Do not criticize, but have mercy.
因为若不是神的保守，那个犯奸淫的、贪污的、说谎的、失信的、偷盗的，是你而不是他。
Since without God's protection, we all can fall in the categories of adultery, greed, unfaithfulness, untruthfulness.
而我们如果对神心存感恩的时候，我们就会珍惜神给我们现今的机会。来荣神益人，并且活出精彩的人生。
And if we're grateful, and we'll cherish the opportunity God has given us to glorify God and to benefit man.
好，第二方面呢，落在好土的根基不是个人命运，乃是个人选择。
So the second one is, it's not our destiny, but it's our choice.
好，我们一起来读十二到十四节，好吗
？Let's read 12 through 14.
预备，请。
Those among the path are the one who hears, and the devil came and take away the word from their hearts, so they may not believe and be saved. Those on the rocks are the one who receive the word with joy when they hear it, but they have no roots. They believe for a while, but in the time of testing, they fall away. The seeds fall among thorns stands for those who hear, but they go on their lives, are choked by life's worries, riches, and pleasures, and they do not mature.
很可能觉得奇怪，说我们刚刚不是说落在好土，完全不是出于我们个人的功劳，都是神的恩典。那照这样推理，好像是说每个人被撒种都是神的恩典，不是人的决定啊。
So you may ask, didn't you just say that landing on good soil is not dependent on man, but the grace of God?
那可是我们看见说，根据他不同的结果，好像每个人都有不同的命运。 那为什么这里又说落在好土不是我们的命运，而是我们的选择呢？这不是有矛盾吗？
So isn't that the season different places symbolize we have different appointed life, but why here says it's our choice?
或者说这个想法很复杂，很奇怪，是不是？
So it's kind of complicated.
那其实这两种说法彼此没有矛盾冲突的。
Actually, those two are not
contradicting each other. 你看，当农夫要不要出去撒种啊，种子要跑到哪里去，这些复杂因素不是有限的我们可以决定的。
So, like, if the farmer gonna spread the seeds or not, or where he's gonna spread, it's not our control.
但耶稣说，在这个撒种的比喻当中，分别提出四种不同的结果，仿佛在强调说明说，这其中的不同是在于人。
But as Jesus said, there are in his parable, there are four different endings. It symbolizes different human responses to the word of God.
虽然我们没有主权叫农夫撒种啊，或是吩咐这个撒种的你要撒在什么地方哈，但是我们可以选择让我们自己的心田成为怎样的环境。
But however, we cannot tell the sower where to sow, but we can prepare our hearts to prepare what kind of soil for the seeds to grow.
好叫种子可以成功的在我们里面成长。
So the seeds can be well rooted in our heart.
耶稣在这个比喻当中提出了四种不同的环境。
When Jesus, in this parable, Jesus gives four scenarios.
分别在于人对神的道之不同回应所带出的结果。
It also represents different endings on how people react to the word.
也就是说，我们可以让我们自己选择，你要成为这四种环境的哪一种。
So it gives us choice which one you want to become.
否则，耶稣就没有必要。在这个说这个比喻之后呢，还很大声的宣告告诫，他说：“有耳可听的就什么，就应当听啊！”特别在这强调。
And that's why after all this, and Jesus proclaimed that he said, "Who has ears, let him hear."
那是不是在暗示，或是在提醒我们有责任去成为如同落在好土这样的环境
？So it's kind of remind us that we are responsible.
也就是说，落在好的环境，人是有责任去选择的。
So to make the seed land on good soil, and people have their own choice.
那问题来了，我们人要怎么选择呢
？And the question is, how do we choose?
这段经文给我们看见不能结实跟结实百倍的原因。
So and this parable doesn't tell us when there's no fruit, and then what's compared to there's fruit, for 100 times more fruit.
第十一节有这样讲，他说这比喻乃是这样，种子是什么？就是神的道。
So the verse 11 tells us the seeds represent the word of God.
也就是说，当人听见神的道之后，人必须要对神的道做出回应。
So that means when we heard the word of God, we have to respond to it.
在雅各书也提醒我们。除了听到之外，还要怎么样？行道。
It's like in the book James, it says, "Do not merely listen to the word, and so deceive yourself. Do what it says."
好，我们一起来读雅各书一章二十二节。
Let's read it together.
请。对的，自己听。好，听到而且行道，这就是一种回应。
So listen and do. That's a response.
这个回应呢，神不能强迫我们。必须是我们自己的选择。
And then this is our choice. God will not force us.
那同样的，撒种可以撒到我们心田里面，这完全是神的恩典，我们不能决定。
So when God sow the seeds in our heart is God's grace, we cannot choose.
但是至于这个种子，也就是神的道，进入我们里面之后呢，我们可以决定要如何回应。
But when the seeds was landed in our hearts, we have the choice on how to respond to it.
那根据耶稣在这个撒种的比喻当中，你可以选择四种不同的回应。
So in this parable, we can see there are four reactions to the word.
分别说明我们要成为哪一种心田，好让种子在里面生根建造。
So it will tell us what kind of heart we have to prepare in order for the seeds to grow.
好，第一种选择是落在路旁的。
The first one is fell on the pathway.
是路旁的心田啊。 表示不能够持久稳定，它可以接纳各种各样的观念，包括福音，包括神的道，也包括世俗或是魔鬼的道。
So the first one is fall on the path. That means you accept the word, but you also accept something else. You accept the God, and you also accept New Ager ideas.
例如，我们又相信风水算命，然后呢，又同意上帝全能在掌权。
So it's like we believe in God's in charge. On the other hand, we believe in fortune telling.
难怪神的道在他们的心里起不了作用。
It's no wonder God's words has no power.
因为人的心乃是属灵的战场。
Because our heart is a battlefield.
人之所以拒绝主，不肯接受主的话，是因为魔鬼把人的心眼弄瞎了。
We cannot accept God's words because the devil has blinded our eyes.
这就是为何这个种子，也就是神的道，很容易就被撒旦夺去了。
That's why it's easy for the devil to snatch the word away from us.
你若选择不落在路旁的这个心田，那你就要选择脱离世俗的价值观。
So to avoid this, we must separate ourselves from worldly view.
你不要去接受撒旦魔鬼的道，那是欺骗的谎言。
And then reject Satan's lies.
第二种心田，第二种是选择落在磐石上的，也就是磐石的心田。
So the second one is the seeds lands on rocky places.
它是指没有被耕犁过的地，象征人心深处未受对付，单凭天然的喜好而行事为人。
So it represents deep down in our hearts it's not been touched.
表面上很容易接受神的道，但是其实内心是刚硬如石。
So on the surface, it's easy to accept the word of God, but inside your heart, it's as hard as rock.
这一类的人呢，虽然听见神的道，可以欢喜的领受，仿佛他们听见福音真理说，哇，好高兴啊，情绪上可以激动，感恩流泪啊，感动的痛哭流涕啊，但是只是暂时相信。
So this kind of people is like happily accept the word.And even with tears and great emotional outbursts, but it's only temporary.
等到困难来临的考验来到了，哇，心里就刚硬了。
So when the trial comes, when the testing comes, and they give up,
他们就后退，他们就放弃了。
And their hearts turns rock hard, and then they back off, and then they give up.
同样的，今天我们许多人相信了耶稣，也是这样子。
It happens to us too.
倘若他们经历上帝的祝福，哇，就火热起来，并且很活跃的参加教会的活动。
So many believers, if they're blessed by God, they're very active in church.
倘若他们生活不顺利，他们就可能埋怨上帝，他们就信心倒退，甚至再也不来参加教会聚会了。
So as soon as there are some difficulties in their lives, they blame God, and they even stop coming to church.
因为他们没有扎下那个根基。
Because,
没有稳固在建造
，because their foundation is not firm。
也许在我们周围啊，或是你可以认识很多就是这样的人。
So I've seen many people like that。
第三种呢，是选择落在荆棘里的，这种叫做荆棘的心田。
So the third kind is the one land on among thorns。
这象征了我们领受神的道之后。虽然能够实际的生根建造，而且也有渐渐的改变与成长，甚至几乎就快要结出果子来了。
So it's like when we receive the word, we are rooted and growing in faith.
可惜啊，就被今生的思虑、钱财、厌乐挤住了，于是就结不出成熟的籽粒来。
But we go on our own ways, and then we were choked by worries and riches and pleasures of this life, and we do not mature.
我相信很多人都有类似情况的感触。
So I believe many of us have such experiences.
可能已经信主很多年了，而且认真的追求神的道，灵命也有明显的成长。
So they're believers. They have known the Lord for many years, and they have experience spiritual growth.
但是他们会突然感受到一种无奈，叫做人在江湖，怎么样？身不由己。
But they all experience the frustration of living in the world and cannot separate from it.
立志行善由得我，只是由不得我。
And determined to do good, but can't promise what might come out of it.
那为什么会有这些遗憾呢？
But why we have such sorrows?
他们之所以放不下，乃是自己将自己陷在这样的挣扎的环境当中。
Because they just can't put it down, and they put themselves in the circumstances.
这叫做咎由自取。
It's called that you do it to yourself.
即使他们不是贪爱世界。
It's not because they love the world.
好像说他要一手抓世界，另外一手要抓住这个天堂。
It's not like one hand they want to grasp the world, the other hand grasps heaven.
而是他们没有办法。
Because they have no way out.
在那样的办法当中，哇，是被挤来挤去，实在没有办法胜过。
So you live in the world, and then every pressure against you, then you can't win.
例如，假设你有机会去中国做生意。
So if you have an opportunity to go to China and do business.
那假设中国是相信一套就是无奸不成商的这种经商原则，否则你赚不到钱。
And also in there is like no cheat.No profit. So what do you do?
全家人都要吃饭啊，你说怎么办？
You have to support the whole family. What are you going to do?
那他们就挣扎了。
So they struggle.
尤其最近我们可以看见很多的企业家，要么就选择关门倒闭，要么就选择做一些手脚，让他们的公司可以继续经营。
So we see the businessmen either close down their business or they have to do some tricky stuff to keep their business going.
那在这样的挣扎当中，你要选择哪一个？
So which one you are willing to choose?
怎么办呢？他们处境的确非常艰难。
So it's really not very hard life.
但我们可以看见，不是做生意而已啊。我们看见很多这个国家政策的逼迫。你现在是一个老师，不是党员。党员你要一定要退党了，一定要这个党员你要信主，你就一定要退党。
So we also can see the forces from all other areas, like if you
共产党员
，you have to quit the you have to be communist, you have to quit the communist party if you want to become Christian.
现在呢，不只是如此，你如果是学校的老师。你就要签下一个签署，你不能够信仰任何的宗教。
So even become a teacher in school, you have to sign a contract that you cannot be any part of the religious groups.
现在已经在这个整个中国在推行了，那这是一个很挣扎的决定嘞。
So it's already been everywhere in China. So that's a struggle.
你没有工作了怎么办？
So what do you do without a job?
你没有退休金了怎么办？
And what if you without retirement?
是不是很挣扎呢？
Is that a struggle?
其实这仍是你自己的选择。
But still, it's your choice.
圣经告诉我们不能够侍奉两个主，又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
So the Bible told us we cannot serve two God. We cannot serve God and money.
要知道神已经拯救你，并且将神的道已经埋在你心里了。
So just knowing that God saves you and His word is inside of you.
既然知道神的应许是真实的，那你就要下定一个决心，并且以信心做出一个明智的回应。
So since you know God's word is true, we need to respond with faith.
你会相信神的祝福跟供应绝对是够你用的。
And believe that it's enough that God will provide.
你就可以选择脱离这样的辖制，使你的人生过得更加的喜乐。
And then you can get out of this kind of struggle.
最后一种选择就是落在好土的心田。
So the last one is seeds land on good soil.
它不但能够生根建造，又能够实际的结实百倍。
So it's not only can develop root, but also can yield crops.
我相信我们都羡慕成为这一种。
And now I think we all want to become this kind.
我说羡慕哈，羡慕成这种。
We all say we admire.
有没有人不希望成为这一种的？没有了哈，大家都羡慕啊，希望成为这一种。但是其实我们不一定都有能力选择这一种。
We all want this, but we might not all have the ability to achieve it.
同不同意？好，我就举例来讲，圣经记载一个少年官。
So I'll give you an example.
他来找到耶稣了。
There is a rich young ruler and go to Jesus.
对他来讲，他人生这个叫胜利组，有什么要什么有什么。
And then for him, his life is
要钱，他有钱，非常富有。
It's wonderful. He has everything. He's a rich young ruler.
要社会地位，他也有社会地位。
And he has his really high status in the society.
要道德这个标准哦，他没有犯罪。
And then in moral standards,
无懈可击啊。
Based on what he said, he has obeyed all the rules.
他来到耶稣面前，以为他可以得到耶稣的赞美。
And then he come before Jesus, thinking he will receive praises.
有谁可以上天堂呢？
And who else can go to heaven?
哦，他以为耶稣就讲。天堂就需要你像你这样的人啊。
And he might think Jesus would say, "Oh yeah, heaven is for people like you."
哇，耶稣怎么跟他说
？But what Jesus told him?
耶稣跟他说了一句话之后，他就忧忧愁愁的走了。
And Jesus only told him one sentence, and he walked away sad.
而且呢，离开耶稣，走到后来再也没有提及他。
And then when he walked away, there's not a mention about him anymore.
然后耶稣就说，财主要进天国何等的难啊。
That's why Jesus said, how hard is for rich men to enter the kingdom of heaven?
因为某些情况之下，靠自己胜过试探实在不容易。
So in some circumstances, to base on your own ability to conquer the world is impossible.
因为耶稣只要一句话，你把你的财富卖掉，产业卖掉，分给穷人。
So all Jesus asked him to
然后再来跟从他。
Sell all your possessions and give it to the poor and come follow me.
耶稣没有叫每一个人这样做，只是叫他这样做。
And Jesus didn't ask everybody to do that, only him.
把我摆在你生命的第一位。
So put me in that position.
因为对他而言，这些东西，这些财富是他的生命的第一位。
Because to the young ruler, all the possessions is the first place in his life.
可是他做不到啊。
He can't do it.
臣妾做不到啊。
He cannot do it.
但是耶稣在这里，我相信如果这位少年官是你，可能我们也会说，哎呀，我实在做不到。
So I think if we were in the young ruler's position, we probably couldn't do it either.
然而耶稣在这个时候特别强调一句话，我们常常乱用这句话，但是这里耶稣只有在这里特别强调一句话，他说，在人不能，但是在神凡事都能。
But Jesus here emphasized, what is impossible for man is possible for God.
我们乱解这句话，我们都以为说，哎呀，在人不能，我要买一个豪宅，买不到，不过我祷告，在神凡事都能。
So sometimes we use this sentence wrongly and say, I cannot afford this house, but if I pray and God can give it to me.
我要申请进哈佛进普林斯顿进不去啊，不过在神凡事都能。
So I cannot based on my own ability to go to Harvard or Princeton, but God can make it happen.
啊，我要找工作，我要进到这个最好的这个工作的职位啊，申请这个职位啊，我以我的条件不行，但是我祷告，在神凡事都能。
So it's like, I want to get this position in this company, but I can't do it.
我们就把这句话套在任何我们满足我们这个贪婪的目的。
So we put this word into every places that to satisfy our own greed.
但是耶稣不是这样子啊，他说这句话的背景是什么？倒过来，在人不能，是在神凡事都能是什么？神能够帮助你，靠你自己，你没办法胜过的，但是神可以帮助你。
But what it means is whatever you cannot do with the help of God, you can.
求神帮助我们，让我们靠着神的能力。也只有靠着神，我们才可以跨越这些重重的障碍跟困难。
So may God help us rely on Him, and we can conquer all these difficulties.
能够选择成为那落在好土的。
So we can choose to land on good soil.
这样我们的生命才能够活出精彩丰盛。
So that our life can yield abundantly.
好，请问这四种，你是属于哪一种
？So all these four categories, which one do you belong to?
或者是说你愿意成为哪一种
？Or which one do you want to become？
啊，也许你不一定是第四种，但是我希望我们每一个人都愿意成为第四种。
So, however, we might not all be able to achieve the fourth category, but we all hope that we are willing to become that.
好不好？ 只有五个人说好，都好哈、哦。好，接下来就重点了。我们愿意，虽然我们不是，我不问啊，你是哪一种的？有人就不问了哈，不好意思哈。我们诚实一点，我说我是第一种、第二种哈、第三种。好，我们不问你是哪一种，不过至少我们一个心愿，愿意成为那个第四种，这样好不好？
I won't force you to answer the question, but at least we were all hoping.
重点来了，我们要怎么样有这个第四种呢？
So, how to achieve the good soil?
第三个会告诉我们答案哈。因为落在好土的根基，不是等待结果，而是乃是全力以赴。
So to land on good soil is not waiting for results.
我们来读第十五节，告诉我们啊，怎么样成为最后一种。好，预备，请。
But the seeds land on good soil, sent for those who, with a noble and good heart, who hears the word, retain it, and by persevering produce a crop.
好，在以赛亚书三十七章三十一节那里讲说，要往下扎根才能够。向上结果。
In the book of Isaiah, it said, "Take root below and bear fruit above."
我们如果要叫主的道在我们身上发出功效，改变我们的生命，就要先让主的道在我们里面生根建造。
If we want the word of God impact our lives, we must let the word of God take roots in our heart.
落在好土，就是我们生根建造的机会。
So, land on a good soil, we cultivate it. It's the way we can make the root grow.
而不是让我们去碰机会，好像在等待乐透开奖那种心情的心态，而不付出结果，看看我会变哪一种，我变哪一等等等，哦，原来啊，不是那一种哈。
It's not like waiting for luck to strike, like winning the lottery.
啊，落在好土呢，是并不是说人听了道之后。什么都不用做，光是等待，就自然而然的会有好的结果。
So it doesn't mean like when we receive the gospel, we can just sit and wait around and waiting for good things to happen.
你信主之后，什么都不做，就在那里等待，将来就上天堂。
So after you receive the word, you just sit around and wait until God takes you to heaven.
是这样吗？
Can we do that?
因为你信了耶稣了，你的罪被他赦免了。你将来可以上天堂，你什么都不用做，就等着去天堂了。
So did you say I believe in God, and my sins are forgiven, so when I die, I can go to heaven.
其实每个人信主后都必须有一段全力以赴去生根建造的过程。
So after everyone believes in the word, we all have to experience a period of time that we have to let the word to root it in our heart.
这是我们必须努力去付代价才能够得到的。
So that's take hard work.
因此，你不要期待当你听到福音，而你信主之后，你就哦，我的罪都被赦免了，我就成为新造的人了，我生命就自动改变了。
So don't you think after you receive the word and then you say, "Oh, I'm a new creation. My life will be automatically changed."
哇，我现在头上就发光了，好运接踵而来，再从此再也刀枪不入，百病不侵。
So it's not like you're having halos above your head and the good fortune keep coming and no weapon or disease can ever touch you.
Oh, 每天自然而然都有好事发生，哦，天天经历喜乐丰盛，啊，精彩人生。
And every day will be good things happen to you. Every day of your life will be joyful.
是不是这样啊？
Will that be like that?
哎，好像不是这样哎。其实我们生命之所以精彩，乃是在于我们能够活出生命最大的价值。
So to live a joyful life is to live out your life, to live out your full potential.
生命活出最大的价值，就不在乎于我们得到世上财富或者得到这些的好处。
So we don't really care what kind of wealth we can get out of this world.
比如说一棵果树，它最大的价值是什么？不是长得很漂亮，是不是？是在于它能不能够结果实更多。
So as a fruit tree, what's important? It's not it looks, but how much fruit it can produce.
你不会期待一棵你辛苦浇灌的这个苹果树，一年只长两颗苹果就好了。
So you would not be happy taking care of your apple tree, and then at the end of the year, you only got two apples out of you.
你一定会期待，并且想尽办法，全力以赴的去努力，让它结果子更多。
So we expect and try everything to make sure it bears maximum amount of fruit.
然后你结了满满的时候，你还要分享给别人。
And when you get abundant fruit, then you will share with others.
你可以常常看到我们这个吃饭的时候，有常常很多的这个柑橘啊，什么梨子啊，什么一大堆的，我还看过枇杷。这都是我们会有自己种的。
So that's the same thing. Like we always see all this homegrown stuff on our dining table.
我相信种的人都会期待长更多，然后可以分享给别人，不是吗
？And I believe the growers must be hoping to for the fruit tree to produce more, so they can share more with others.
那个果子果树来讲，它就有它最大的价值了。
And then the fruit tree produce, the fruit, its maximum potential.
从撒种到结果，但是中间是需要一段辛苦努力、全力以赴的这个生根建造的过程。
So from sowing the seeds to harvesting during this process take a lot of work.
同样对我们而言，我们如果要结出果子，我们也需要一段辛苦、全力以赴的过程。
It's the same thing to us. If we want to bear fruit, there will be a process of hard work.
好，根据这节圣经经文。至少以下有四个过程。
So according to the scripture, there are four steps.
好，第一个是持守之道。
The first one is to hang on the word.
不只是心里接受而已，而且要持守住，坚持守住。
So it's not just accepting the word.
好，第二个是
but hang on to it.
第二个过程呢是持守在诚实的心里。
And the second one is stay truthful.
圣经讲说，所以是没有虚假，没有假冒，乃是诚心以待。
No pretending, no faking, just be honest with it.
好，接下来是持守在善良的心里。
Then keep it, keep your heart pure and open.
没有石头，没有荆棘，乃是虚心以待。
And there will be no rock, no thorns, but with humbleness.
那最后就到达忍耐着结实。
So the last one is persevere to endure to the last.
要忍受百般的试炼，才能够有这样的过程。
So you have to persevere through all testings, so you can bear fruit.
好，主的话里有生命，是能够生长的。
So the word has life; it will grow.
只是我们应当用信心与所听见的道来调和。
We just need to combine our faith.
这样主的话才会对于我们才会有益处。
So that it will have value to us.
这个信心就表现在我们的行动上面。
So the faith can be expressed through our actions.
在路加福音十九章，耶稣另外提到一个天国的比喻。
So there's another parables.
这比喻是讲到耶稣有几这个比喻讲到有一个主人，他出国前叫他的十个仆人过来。
So it's the parables is a nobleman before he go out of town, he called his 10 servant.
每个人给他们一锭银子，叫他们去投资做生意。
And everybody he gave 10 minas.
那等到主人回来的时候呢，每个仆人都有不同的结果。
So when the master come back from his journey, all the servant have different earnings.
有人拿一锭，每个人都拿一锭，但有人赚了十锭。
So some people earned 10 more.
有人赚了五锭。
Some make 5 more.
有人只赚了一锭。
And some make 1 more.
那怎么会有不同的结果呢
？Why are there different endings?
是不是主人不公平啊？给他那一锭银子比较大。
Is it the owner is unfair? Give people different amount of money?
都一样嘛。
No, everybody received the same amount.
但是为什么最后有不同的结果呢？
But why the result is different?
是在于个人，他拿到这一锭银子的时候，他有不同尽的努力不同嘛。
It's because everybody, after they receive the minas, they put in different kind of effort.
也就是说，所有的仆人都领受相同的银子，但是不是所有的人都全力以赴。
So everybody received the same amount, but not everybody tried their best.
同样的，我们在这个撒种的比喻当中。他们同样都领受种子，也就是神的道，但是却有四种不同的结果。
It's the same thing in this sowing and seeds parable. There are they're all same kind of seed, but there are four different outcomes.
这同样也说明了，不是所有的人都全力以赴。
That means not everybody try their best.
所以从以下我所归纳的这个图表，我们来可以看出四种不同的心田以及当中不同的差别。
So, through this illustration, we can see there are four different kind of heart condition, causing four different result.
四种心田分别是落在路旁、落在磐石、落在荆棘及跟落在好土。
So, seed land on the path, on the rock, among thorns and on good soil.
但是它种子的下场呢，就有种子被夺去。第二种是种子不生根，第三是种子被挤住。最后一个是种子能生长。
So I can see the seed got snatched away, or the seeds had no roots, or the seeds was choked, or the seeds actually grow.
那生命的差别呢？看到第一种是没有生命，第二种是有生命但是没有生命的过程，第三种是有生命及生命的过程，但是没有生命的果实。最后一种是有结实百倍的生命。
So let's see the different lives. So you have no life first, and then there's life, but there's no growth. The third one is there's life, there's growth, but there's no fruit. And then the fourth one is there is fruit.
下一个是道与人心。第一种呢是道不入人心，第二个是道烧入人心，再来是道半入人心，最后一种是道深入。
So the word and the heart, the first one's the word didn't go in the heart, and second one's barely in the heart. Third one's halfway, the fourth one is well rooted.
那这信心，至于信心的种类呢？第一种是信心不定，第二种信心不足，第三种信心不坚，最后一种是信心不小。
So based on faith, the first one has no faith. The second one is not enough. The third one is not firm. The fourth one is have faith.
那造成这个答案、这个结果，其实有一些影响的因素。
So what's the factors of causing this different result?
第一种呢是魔鬼的工作，第二是内在的环境，第三是外在的环境，然后最后一是个人的努力。
So the first one is Satan's work, and then the second one is the inner environment, and then the outer environment. The fourth one is man's effort.
因此我们从这个图表，我们需要来检视我们自己，并且也成为我们的一个导引，帮助我们能够带出全力以赴的行动。
So through this chart, we can reflect on ourselves and see where we fall into and can help us grow spiritually.
使我们都能够有落在好土的根基。
So that we all can land on good soil.
最后我相信能够拥有结实百倍的丰盛生命，实在是何等的美好。
So I, how wonderful it is to have a fruitful life.
可能在我们周围当中，你也会，你闭上眼睛，你会想到一些你所敬仰的，一些你所羡慕的，一些很好的基督徒，他们的生命就是如此。
And also we can see the many Christians among us, their life is like such.
你每次想起的都被他们的生命所感动。
Every time you think about them, you are deeply moved.
甚至从他们身上受益良多。
And also, you receive a lot of blessings from them.
何等的美好。
How wonderful.
而且我也相信，我们都羡慕，我们也可以成为那种落在好土根基的基督徒。
And also, we all admire those people and who has their heart firmly rooted in the Word of God.
然而我们不要忘记，我们能够成为落在好土的根基，都是神给我们的恩典跟机会，所以我们就要感恩与珍惜。
But don't forget to land on good soil is God-given opportunity.
那落在好土也是神给我们的选择，我们就要有责任来回应。
And also it's our choice, and we need to respond.
来满足神对我们的期待。
And then to meet.What God's expectation.
最后我们知道落在好土更需要我们全力以赴，我们就需要持守忍耐，达到结实百倍的目标。
And also we know that to be land on good soil, we need to persevere, to endure to the end.
能够看见撒种借着神的道可以改变人心的生命，实在是何等的美好。
And then but also by sowing seeds and change people's life, and then it'sHow wonderful that is.
但我们也要问我们自己，你是否愿意接受挑战，去成为那 撒种的人。
And also we need to ask ourselves if we are willing to accept the challenge to be the sower.
因为圣经告诉我们说，我们凡流泪撒种的，怎么样？欢呼收割，有朝一日我们可以欢呼收割，带着捆合回来，何等有意义。
The Bible says, sow in hardship and then harvest in joy.
昨天晚上相依相勤，终于成功的落幕。
So last night, the nostalgia finally wrapped up.
许多人很感动啊，决志信主。
And there are some moved so many people that they give their lives to the Lord.
有很多人，我们看见我们教会很多人在那边帮忙。好像我们教会在办这个特会一样，因为外面都是我们的服务台，是我们的人。
And as there's so many people from our church help out.
那我也以我们教会弟兄姐妹为荣。
And I'm so proud of them.
但是别以为我站在上面对一两千人在那里说话很风光。
But don't think it's such a glamorous moment for me to talk to 2,000 people on the stage.
其实背后的辛劳、体力的透支跟精神的消耗，你们无法想象。
But behind the scene, how much effort I put in this, physically and mentally, is unimaginable.
你们猜我这一个礼拜睡了几个小时？
How many hours do you think I have slept this week?
你们猜不到的哈。好，但是我告诉你们，我之所以能够熬到最后完成任务，除了是因为想到我们在这地区有太多华人同胞，他们还没有听过福音。
So I could persevere to the end. It's not only because I know there's so many Chinese in our community has never heard about the gospel.
来驱使我为了回应神的呼召，借着主办这一场春晚音乐晚会来传福音，领人归主。
And want to use this opportunity to reach out to them.
其实还有一个重要的原因。
But also there's another important reason.
其实背后是一群劳苦功高的同工们，他们愿意默默的摆上与支持，是他们的热情感动了我。
Also because there is a group of hardworking people, they encourage me, so I can conquer all these difficulties.
这过程当中，其实好几次我都要放弃了。
During the process, there are a few times I was almost giving up.
我想我干嘛？我教会都自己忙不完了，那么多事情都忙不完了，还要去忙整个社区的这么大的事情，是不是？
So I was thinking, you know, there's so many things within our own church. Why I go out there and then take care of the community?
整个南加州人才那么多，还差你一个吗？
And then there's so many capable people in Southern California.
可是当后来。我能够带领我们整个团队克服困难，最后坚持到底。我觉得不要以为是他们看我可怜同情我才愿意帮助我。
So, but I think with all the group's help, but don't you think they help me because they pity me?
不是，是反而是乃是我在他们身上看见很多信仰。稳固信仰的根基是那种落在好土里的根基，他们才愿意陪我走。第二里路。
But I can see their belief is well rooted in good soil and their willingness to walk another mile with me.
他可以不顾忙碌跟艰难，能够忍受委屈与辛劳。
So they are willing to sacrifice and willing to serve.
无偿的摆上，无怨无悔。
And no complaints.
最后一起完成这个使命。
And then have the job done together.
我若想象说，倘若他们不是落在好土的根基，很容易就半途而废。
So if I think if their faith is not well rooted, we probably already abandoned the whole thing.
因为在这种很强大的压力之下，然后有时候这个一句很严厉的话语上面一句很严厉的话语，我听了说不干了。很容易这样子。
So we can see when people are under a lot of pressure, one word come out around can offend a lot of people, and then they might quit.
可是我们没有这样子。
But it didn't happen to us.
我相信在我们教会当中，虽然我们教会那样的小，可是当我们愿意这样全力支持的时候，我们就看见好的结果。
So I believe in our church. However, our church is small, but with all the people's help, we can see all the good results.
我也相信我们教会无论要推动任何重要的事工，我们就需要有一群落在好土根基的信徒的支持。
And also, if we want to have an impact in our community, we need a group of Christians with firm foundation to help us.
我们要 完成一个成功的完成一个施工，不是凭运气哦，做得起来做不起来，也不是靠血气来完成的。
So when we're trying to do something, it's not rely on our luck nor our impulse.
证明给看，我就是这一口气做给你看，我就做得起来。
So it's not like I'll just do it and let you see if I can do it.
乃是我们大家一起有一个共同的心愿。
But we all have the same, hope.
是神给我们的恩典。
As God will give us grace.
神给我们这样的现今的机会。
And God will give us this opportunity.
但是我们要付上代价。
But we have to pay the price.
知道最终的结果是值得的。
But the ending is worth it.
因为将来在神的审判台前，神将会喜悦你的摆上。
And then we all want to hear God say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." At the end.
既然能够成为落在好土的根基，那样的重要。
So to land on good soil is so important.
你愿意在其中有份吗
？Are you willing to be part of it?
让我们一起携手努力。让自己都能够成为有落在好土的根基，好不好
？So let us all work hard so that our seeds can be landed on a good soil.
最后，我们一起来回应这首诗歌《稳当根基》。
Let's all respond with the song "How Firm a Foundation."